Why do people hoard things? Kate Durbin explores this relationship between people and their stuff in a new book of poetry. It's called Hoarders, and it was inspired by the reality television series of the same name.
My family experiences mental illness, hoarding, and substance use.
Which is why Durbin wrote about the show, even though she found it hard to watch.
When we watch reality TV shows, there can be judgment that comes along with it. And one of my primary goals is to achieve some level of understanding, however small.
Durbin spent a year and a half watching episodes of Hoarders and taking notes. She then used her research and her imagination to write poems that centered on the individuals and their things.
So that could be a category like Barbies or plants or vintage Las Vegas casino items, because I felt like each category really had something to say, both about that person and what they've been through in their life and life in the United States.
She also says the objects reveal the hold consumer culture has on American society.
We're told that we'll be happy if we buy all of these things. And so, of course, if you've been through pain, you've been through suffering, then you're going to be drawn to buying those products, those little dreams that are sold to you every day.
Here's Durbin reading from the poem, Kathy.
I like the satisfaction of having something new. JTV heart-shaped pink topaz ring in a box that says, gift to myself. I've wasted a lot of money. 3 identical Forever 21 beaded chiffon maxi dresses. 50,000 or more in credit card debt. David's bridal strapless corset wedding gown with a chapel veil. I have a sickness, pink medicine ball.
Durbin says her goal with this book is not to fix anything or anyone, but simply to listen to what people and their things have to say.
I don't want my children to have a broken home. Thomas Kincaid for Target puzzle of a painting of a snowy cottage, windows aglow with golden light. But technically, it's a broken home already. Paper plate that says, do not flush the toilet in Sharpie.
That's Kate Durbin reading from her poem, Kathy. The new book of poetry is called Hoarders.